Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm addicted to money. So for the next 50 seconds, I'd like to feel dirty, inconsiderate, manipulative, and ashamed. I apparently agreed to play the game of life by the rules made by the rich in order to make them more rich. And because I feel powerless and out of control, I am asking you to listen to this ad for Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your computer or phone. Anchor will distribute your podcast wherever you can get podcasts. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And everything you need to make a podcast is in one place. So download Anchor for free on the app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So yeah, that's all I have. Thanks for letting me share. What is up, weirdos? You're listening to the Manic Pixie Weirdo. I'm Abigail, your host, and this is the podcast where we talk about relationships. So this is part two, the interview with Nicholas Tinek that I did on his podcast, Your Kinky Friends. Everybody should go listen and check that out. I'll put links in the description and everything. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
That's gonna help a lot.
So,
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Raji Singh? Okay. Okay. Abigail, if you were a one-time mistress, if you had one time to be a mistress.
Okay.
What your desire to give your slave? I think Roxy Singh's means, what do you desire to do with a slave?
That's
a kind of better way to put it.
Yeah. Obviously the main goal is pleasure for both people in that situation. And if I were to do it, I would be obviously dominating, because that's just my personality. I'm a very demanding person, and I have impossibly high standards for absolutely everything. And I know that they're impossibly high, but I don't care. That's just the way it is.
I come with like food too.
Everything. It doesn't matter. Like right now in my sight line, the bushes are like bothering me, but that's because it's just like, that's what you would need to do. Go trim my bushes, man. Do it. Do the things that I don't have time to do. Clean my house. Like, I don't know. But I just am. I'm a very demanding and probably bratty sometimes person.
Submissive gardener. You could do like a dominatrix gardening.
Yeah, and I hate gardening. Perfect. Make them do it. Absolutely.
We're going to start a whole channel and have different television shows.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Do it. Yeah, totally. Okay. We're going to, we're going to make it very fun, but I do want to take it down a notch and make it a little serious first.
Okay.
And this doesn't have to be kinky or sex or BDSM related, but you're married. You're in a very healthy
common law marriage. Common law,
biggest. Okay. You have a partner.
Yeah.
And you seem very happy in a very in a wonderful relationship, and that's wonderful. I am too, and someone else, and. But like this COVID stuff is really bringing people down. So not just but like it's affecting everything from income to food to going out to social, things and stuff like that. And especially people with any kind of mental, I don't want to say issues. That's not the right word. I want to just say,
mental health struggles.
Okay, yeah, Let's say that. Mental health struggles, because like we all got them. Like, not every day is a beautiful sunny day. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't want it to be either.
Yeah. So with everything that's going on in the world today, it really seems like the world's ending. You know, but I'm sure it's not. How are you dealing with it?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I feel like I'm doing pretty okay, but that's probably got a lot to do with the fact that, again, we talked about like spectrums last time on my podcast, and I'm probably on the like the lower side of the spectrum for agoraphobia, because I'm very comfortable like with myself and just being alone. So it hasn't really, and I work from home. I like signed up to work from home like before COVID started. So it hasn't really, and I don't like to go out. Like I'm not a big person that like goes to clubs or like bars or like, I'm not a very social person in that way.
I used to be, and I must say a lot of clubs and bars are dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that too. I did that like it, you know, younger when I was younger. I'm 95 now, but like, you know, when I was younger, I definitely had that period of time that I think everybody has where you kind of like, you know, become a wild, crazy person. Yeah, and you just like do whatever. Yeah. Yeah. See, everybody has it. It's a thing. It doesn't matter. If you're a human being, you have that part of your, you know, your life. But I wouldn't necessarily say like outgrew it because I just got tired of it. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this. I don't even know if I like doing this. So I just kind of was like, well, I'm just going to not do it anymore. And so I'm very much a homebody. I also have anxiety, like crippling anxiety. And so I can't be in like large groups of people for like any sort of significant amount of time before I start like having an anxiety attack. So it's just easier for me and I'm happier, honestly, just kind of like being, I guess, isolated, you know, for a COVID term. The other thing too, that I would like to say about COVID is that I understand that it has hit everybody really hard and it's a very difficult time for everybody. A positive thing for me that I have found personally, I don't know if this applies to anybody else. I just know that this is a very personal thing for me. I have found a lot of solace in being able to like interview and talk to other people because I do get that kind of,
oh my God.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like I get that sort of people interaction with, but it's sort of the dual, it serves the dual purpose of like, I get the people interaction, but I like, A, don't have to go anywhere. I can hang out in my pajamas. Nobody cares. And also like, I can just hang up at any time. Like if I'm just like tired of it and I can't do it, I could just be like, well, goodbye.
What's interesting also is that I think because of COVID and the quarantine, people who would normally have so many people be like, either be on my show or be in this place or be in this thing, they're like, hey, you want to just come on and talk?
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, okay. Yeah. Like like the amount of guests and the weird like guests that I've gotten. Oh, yeah. It's insane.
But it's so great. It's so awesome because plus then you don't have to like worry about, you know, like, okay, we have to go to this place and do this thing at this time. Like, it's literally just like, hey, are you free at noon on this time, you know, at this day? And it's like, yeah, well, then I guess we'll just turn on our computers and like talk to each other.
Yeah, can you press a button?
Yeah, can you do that? Are you capable? Okay, then let's do that. Also, I'm lazy, so you know, it helps. COVID has kind of been a saving grace for those of us that are just embrace our laziness because I just push a button and it's gone.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. Rory Singh comes back, says, no, like trampling, gagging, faces, Goldie's are pooping, etc.
Mm-hmm. I've done the gagging and I assume face sitting is like just what it sounds like.
Yeah,
I've done both of those, and I guess to a certain extent I've done the trampling, but it wasn't like sexually related. It was more like popping someone's back. So I guess that doesn't really count. I've never done the golden shower. I'm not really into bodily fluids. I'm sort of like a germaphobe in that sense, which is weird because urine is sterile. But I just like it. There's just something about bodily fluids. Like, I don't even like my own bodily fluids. So
I just think it's messy.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
I don't want to clean it up after.
Yeah, there's that. It's kind of like the food thing when we were talking the splashing. Yeah, where it's like that doesn't really appeal to me personally because I don't like being sticky. So, yeah.
Now, okay. All right. This is your kinky friend, so we got to talk about sex a little bit.
Absolutely.
Now, you are not a sex worker. You're not a doctor.
I have been, well, sort of.
What do you mean? Oh, wait. All right.
Sort of. Okay. I hesitate to say that I have been a sex worker because I didn't do it for very long. Okay. So I was like, during my crazy phase, I was a stripper for about a month.
Yeah.
Maybe like 6 weeks, like a little bit over a month. And then I have had sex for money. But, you know, it was a pretty... So I have done those things, but it was only with like one person specifically. So I hesitate to like classify myself as a sex worker, but I have sort of like dabbled in that industry. And I have like stuff on Reddit. So like you can buy like panties or socks or those kind of things from me. And my stuff's on Reddit. You can go check it out if anybody wants to. I do sell. Okay. Panties and socks and stuff like that.
Let's talk about panties and socks.
Okay.
Panties and socks. All right. First of all, socks. Why do you think people, I mean, the whole foot fetish, mm-hmm. whether it's a naked foot or a socked foot or a stockinged foot, mm-hmm. you know, it's pretty much the most acceptable fetish of them all.
I would say.
Like, I mean, it's a lot different than, you know, race play or knife play or stuff like that. Yeah. Why do you think people are so obsessed and I'm not kink shaming in any way, shape.
No.
I'm just saying, why do you think
like that's more acceptable than like anything
than
else?
Other fetishes, yeah.
I would probably say, and this is gonna say, hi. I don't mean to offend anybody when saying this. This is just sort of how I perceive it to be. And I could be completely wrong. Feel free to tell me I'm wrong. I think that it's probably got to do with the fact, like one of the reasons that it is probably the most accepted is because it's sort of the most mundane and kind of boring of fetishes. And so it's kind of like, well, yeah, it's just feet, you know, like everybody's got feet. So, you know, like whatever. I mean, I feel like it's considered because it's sort of like one of the most tame. It's not, you know, you're not, you know, running a knife, you know, over your skin or, you know, hitting somebody with a riding crop. Or something like, or like tying someone to, you know, a post or something or a bed. It just seems the most tame, therefore. And plus we do have a lot of, I mean, like feet and hands are very, they're much more accepted. I mean, you have people like hand models, you know, and feet models that exclusively do those things. And so I just feel like it's probably because it's, you know, just one of the more boring. I don't know. I don't even know if that's true, but
they're also part of it's like a universal appendage type thing.
Yes.
Where everybody, well, mostly right. everybody has hands and feet and right. they need them and stuff like that. And Rossi, do you like strap on and face fart?
I don't. I am very sensitive to smell. So The face part, not so much. I'm incredibly sensitive to smell. Strap on, yes. Yes, I have done. I've played with some with other girls and women, and but I'm looking to get a new strap on. Or actually, like, really my first strap on. I've kind of like made my own before, but I want like a professionally made.
Oh, I still got to send you Chloe's picture of her Rick and Morty strap on dildo. Pickle Rick! Yes. Yes, dildos.
Yes.
Yeah, Jonathan Myers.
Yes. Yes, dildos.
Same Jonathan Myers that was in, you know, in those movies, in those shows. The Tudors. He was in the Tudors.
So good.
And Velvet. I think he was in Velvet Goldmine.
The Velvet, yeah.
Which is a great movie, I think.
Yeah.
I love that glam rock. Yeah.
And the Tudors, incredibly stuff, is beautiful. Dildos. Yes, I have dildos. I have used dildos. but my favorite is not, I guess, would be considered a dildo. It's the magic wand. It's my absolute favorite toy of all time. My husband bought it for me.
That's like, a lifesaver right there.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a lifesaver. And men, if you're out there with the woman, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong. You know, if she doesn't come after you have sex with her or whatever, you know, grab the wand. You know, grab the magic wand. Grab a good dildo, grab a magic wand. There's nothing wrong with it. It's actually, it shows that you're cool and sexual. Abigail, you're still there. Oh no, she froze up. Okay. Go to yourkinkyfriends.com. Oh no. Oh, she's like frozen. Yes. Well, she's got to come back in. Rock, let's see. Okay, can you help me? What do you need? Mr. Singh. What do you need? Go to yourkinkyfriends.com. Check out me on at Nicholas Tanik on Twitter. Check me out on Instagram at 5734. Check me out on Instagram at Nick Tanik, but we're also at Friends Kinky and also at Friends Kinky on Twitter. And yeah, we'll be good to go. She should be back any second. She's just having some technical things. We're wrapping stuff up anyway, but Jonathan Mars, I'll have the Wang. Okay. You can have it. Have what you want. Oh no. Oh, I hate when this shit happens. Let me see. Abigail. Okay. Actually, I am not feet fetish too much. Okay. I'm not either. I like stocking legs, but you know, it's okay. You don't have to be. Yeah. Any other questions from anybody? You can go on patreon.com/YKF. You can go on Facebook, but I'm Facebook banned. I'm banned from Facebook. How to leave this feet fetishism. You want to leave it Roxy, you don't want to have it? What are you doing? Why? There's nothing wrong with having a foot fetish. It's fine. Yeah, so there's that. Any other questions? No, she's not coming back. I hope she's not gone forever. She's really enjoying our... sending her the link now. So yeah, go to Patreon. We have a Discord chat group. If you go to yourkinkyfriends.com, seriously, go to the search engine, okay? On your Kinky Friends little box. On your phone, it's on, if you go to the pancake, you know, and you hit it, there's that. And on top of that, you know, we have a Discord chat group, you know, on the search engine. You could really just look up anything you want. And that's good. What else? What else? She texted me. Yeah, you go to the Discord chat group. You can join it. Rocky Singh says, I do normal sex. Okay, have fun. There's nothing wrong with that, you know? I don't have before 5 or 6 year, I have suffering this. Wait, you haven't had sex for 5 or 6 years? Or what? I don't know. Ah, she's back.
Like the power went out for a second and I was like, sorry.
It's okay.
My fault. I'm sorry, guys.
So it's not that bad. No big deal. Like we do it punk rock style. So
yeah.
Roxy Singh has been suffering for 5 or 6 years.
We've been talking about what?
I guess not having sex.
Oh, is that by choice or?
No, he's been suffering, he says.
Oh, I see. Usually I'm not feet fetish too much. Normal sex I don't have before 5 or 6 years. I have suffered this. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure.
Any advice? Do you? I mean, because you're married.
Yeah.
You know, you're married. Do you, I mean, and it, things ebb and flows, even with my relationships, and we have an open relationship. We, you know, sometimes it can go like a couple weeks, and then sometimes the next couple weeks are like,
oh yeah,
really exhausting.
Oh yeah, we will have weeks where like we just don't really have sex, and then you know, then there are weeks where it's like every single day. So it does definitely ebb and flow. I mean, normal sex, like, what does that even mean? That sounds so boring. To me, that's just, like, missionary, and it's like, I couldn't do that, like, all the time. That's
yeah,
so
I think it's when just, like, a man lays on a woman and sticks his, you know what?
I mean, that's great, and that's fine if that's what you're into. That's just, like, not me. That just seems, like, I would be so bored. I'd be like, are we done? Like, can we do something else? I don't know.
All right, so
So yeah, so I do, I'm, like I said, hesitant to say that I actually work in the sex industry, but I do like sell panties and like just all that kind of stuff. So fetish friendly, whatever.
Okay, yeah. Now let's talk about panties. Are they, I'm gonna sound like such a creep, but I know people are gonna wanna know these answers. So are they thong panties? Are they regular panties?
A whole thing, all the things. Like, just, I have, like, a whole panty drawer, so I, and I usually will.
Whole menu?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was interviewing someone, and she's like, oh, yeah, I have a panty menu. She literally has a menu.
Yeah.
Like, you could hold it. And
mine's not, like, a menu. It's just, I generally just, like, send a picture. It's, like, my panty drawer. I just have, like, I just send a picture of, like, all the different kinds of panties that I have. And, but, I mean, if you're into, like, socks or stockings or whatever like that, I have, you know, I have a separate drawer for that and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, you just, and then you can just go through and just be, like, I want the blue one that's the thong or the boy shorts or whatever, you know.
No, and you can, do you, keep them dirty or do you clean them?
Depends. It's by request. It can be by request. So sometimes, you know, usually it's like a 24-hour wear. And I'll usually like come in them once for that 24 hours. And if you want more than that, like a specific amount, then yeah. And all my panties and socks and stuff like that come in like an airtight bag with a personalized note, and you have the option of either you get three pictures of your choice with like your order, and I can either send those to you digitally or I can print them out and like send them with like, so you have physicals, like a physical copy of them.
Wow, awesome. Okay, cool. So without giving too much information about, you know, your husband and everything like that. Your husband is obviously, accepts and embraces.
Oh, very supportive. It was actually his idea to start. Like, yeah, he was like, you should do it. I see like really beautiful women on Reddit, you know, like they do this all the time. You should try it. And I was like, okay.
Same way. I got the same attitude.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, he'll take the pictures. He'll do, you know, all the stuff.
So, okay. So, in other words, he's, I don't want to say he's a kinky person, but he's definitely open-minded, mm-hmm. you know, which is a wonderful, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that you two found each other. But I'm always curious on how people like that find each other, because there's so many, before you know you answer, there's so many people that I have met who they just shouldn't be together, you know, like so some of them are really like open and free, and then some of them are very closed up, and yeah. You know, and that's going to cause problems, and I'm sure you are too, are very thankful that we are with people who you know, who are open-minded and free, who are willing to like, yeah, sure, let's do that. Let's try it once. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or something like that. You know, so how did you two meet?
Well, it's kind of like your story with Lynn. Okay. So we were in junior high and high school together. We went to junior high and high school together, and but we didn't really have a thing back then. I had like a crush on him, and he kind of had a crush on me, but we were just friends. Like, we were truly just friends. And then I moved to my home. I was born in Texas, but my home is Chicago. That's my home. That's the place that I consider to be my hometown. I love it. It's my favorite. I love it.
I've been to Chicago many times. Love it. I had many good times there.
Yeah. So that's my home. So when I say I'm from Chicago, that's what I mean. Because that would be where I consider myself to be from. When I was 18, I moved to Chicago to actually go to treatment. That was the reason that I moved to Chicago. That's a whole other thing. But there was a period of about 5-6 years where we didn't have contact. We kind of just like went our separate ways. We didn't really have any contact with each other. I have a very young little sister, and my parents were older. So I'm the oldest child. So I got the oldest child card played on me. And my parents, you know, needed help with my younger sister. And so I came back to Texas. And when I got back to Texas after about 5 or 6 years, we kind of like reconnected on Facebook. And we've like been together ever since.
That's pretty awesome. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So, now the kink rabbit hole goes deep.
Right? Oh, yeah.
There are things that I'm into that I never thought I'd be into.
Right.
You know what I mean? For example, I never thought I'd own a male chassis device that's custom made. Mm-hmm. That's also very expensive. Right. So is there any, don't try to prove anything about who's kinkier or whatever like that, but like everybody's, like I said, the kink rabbit hole goes deep, you know, even if it's something like minor or not that kind of underground or anything like that, but are there certain things that you want to try that you're just getting started in trying or that you're just curious about?
Yeah, absolutely. And we kind of talked about this a little bit on my show.
Yeah.
So the main, I guess like the sort of the most tame one, is like wax play, like with candles.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm incredibly sensitive to scents, like smells. But I also have the skin from hell. So it can't, like the candle would have to be made, like it can't have any sort of like weird chemicals or something like that in it. It would probably have to be like all natural, because otherwise I'll get like a rash or something crazy. But I've wanted to try that, like with wax play. I like the feeling of wax. I like peeling it off. Yeah. I like, you know, I like the warmth of it. I like the feeling of it, like, I guess trickling down. I love the way it looks, like on melted candles. I love the way that it looks.
There's this like gothic image of it.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. I love it. So there's that one, like I said, probably the most tame. And then I guess probably the most like extreme one is I want my husband to, you know, like put a gun inside of me, not loaded, nothing. No, none of that. I would be terrified. Maybe we could work up to something like that. I don't know. I just feel like really scared. I just want to know what it would feel like. I don't even know if I would like it. It's just something that like I had, it was kind of like I had a wild hair and I was like, huh, I bet that would be fun or interesting. And I kind of want to try it. I don't know. It's possible I could hate it. It's possible I'd be like, eh, no, I'm not into that. Or it's entirely possible that I'd be like, no, like, keep going.
As long as it's consensual and as long as it's safe, like, there's just nothing wrong with that. Okay, so rapid-fire recommendations, and they don't have to be BDSM or kink-related.
Okay.
Okay? Recommend a film.
A film, any film by any director
at all. It doesn't have to be. It does not have to be sex. I'm not always about sex and kink.
No, that's fine. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Great film. Charlie Kaufman did that.
Or Silkwood. I mean, there's so many. Silkwood. Just it depends on the genre, but okay. Whatever.
All right. Recommend a book.
A book. I'm currently on a history like trail right now. So anything by James Holland. I'm currently reading the Rise of the German Empire. So from 1939 to 1942. But if you want to do fiction or something else, I recommend one of your books. because I've looked into them and I'm like, these are really interesting and good. And they're actually very well written. I was like, oh yes, it's like well written. Cause I've read some things, not by you, but like by other people who have done some kink stuff, and it's like not very well written. And I'm like, it kind of takes me out of it, but I've like read like the samples of some of your books. And I was just like, oh, this is like really well written and like very interesting. So I would recommend like your books too.
Thank you very much. That's great. Just so everybody, just so they know, my books aren't like, they're not sex books. They're relationship books. They're in the way that they're like memoirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're memoirs, but I just have led a very kinky lifestyle.
Right. So. There's humor in it. Like, it's very funny and it's very good, but it's that they're just very well written. The samples that I've read and the things that I've read. So yeah, I would recommend those too.
I'll mail you a bunch if you want. So
you have to sign it though.
Of course. Abigail, I would never not sign a book for you.
I love books. Books are like one of my favorite things. I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah, you're like my mom in the sense that like her library.
Yeah.
She's like, I like the smell of books. She's like, it's the only kind of mold I like.
Yeah. She's like, exactly. Right. I love the smell of new books. I love the smell of old books. I am not an advocate. I'm a purist. I'm not an advocate for like the Kindle or like ebooks. No, I'm a purist. Like, I want to hold the book. I want to smell the book. I want, like, maybe that's even a fetish. I don't know, but like, I want to smell it. I want to like.
In a way, because I have a huge record collection. And all CDs and stuff like that, even tapes, cassette tapes, stuff like that. Like, I like holding it in my hand, looking at the artwork, reading the liner notes. You can't do that on digital. No. It just doesn't work.
It's not the same. It's just not.
Like that. Like, for example, the Velvet Underground and Nico, the banana cover. You can't get that on Kindle or on Amazon Prime. You can't. You can't get that whole thing. You can't hold it in your hand and put it on a turntable,
right.
And like,
well, and it like, but it also becomes a part of you. Like, it becomes like, once it's yours, you know, like it sort of molds itself to you, like the book. So like the pages will mold, you know, like you'll be able to see where, how much you read it by the wear and tear of it, you know. And it's like with records too, like those are your skips in your record. Those are, you know, like
those points.
You know, like those things. Like, it molds itself to you, and it customizes itself specifically to you as a person.
That's a good way to look at it. That's a good way to look at it. I like that. I'll use it. I'll give you the credit with the line, but I'll give you the credit where it's due. But yeah, I'm gonna use.
You don't have to. I can't be the only person that's had that thought. So it's probably not original, which is fine.
All right. So let's talk about music. Recommend a song.
Any song? Doesn't matter genre?
Any song at all by anyone at any time, any genre.
Okay, well, one of my favorite like happy songs is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's like,
okay.
It's just like a happy song that like when I, kind of like when we were talking about earlier with depression, like if I hear that song, then it's like, I'm momentarily taken out of that depression because I just like dance and stuff.
All right. September.
Yeah. September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'll look into that. I like her. I'm a fan of her.
I guarantee you've heard it, but you probably just didn't know like the band or whatever.
Probably. I mean, there's so many songs. Okay. All right. Recommend a television show.
The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, that's about chess, right?
It's like a mini series on Netflix right now. I cried. I laughed. I wanted to throw the remote at the TV. Like, it's got the whole range of all the things. It's so good. Highly recommend it.
I'm a big chess player. I love chess. I really do. So it's like I started watching it, and then like a bunch of personal stuff happened and I had to stop, but like I'm going right back in. Yeah. Oh, another thing, today, this morning, the new season of Letterkenny, which is out. Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking great.
So good.
Have you, you know Letterkenny?
I've heard of it. I haven't actually seen it.
Letterkenny is a Canadian television show, and it's really quick. It's really kind of silly, and it's very, how can I say it? It's very funny. It's extremely funny, and there's so many things going on, and it's just like everyone seems to be kind of like an idiot, but yeah, like, you kind of root for them in the same way.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Letterkenny, new season.
Letterkenny, I need to. All right,
recommend a meal.
A meal. Well, okay. I like baba ganoush. I love Persian food. Persian food, tahini, like all the Persian food. It's like some of my favorite. That and Ethiopian food. Those are like two of my favorite kinds of food. I love them. But I mean, it's not really a meal. I guess you could make it a meal, but I generally just like eat it as a snack. Is baba ganoush. Do it. So good.
You know what? There was a sandwich named after me at my local falafel place.
Oh, and
look at this. It's falafel. You know, there's some lettuce, tahini, falafel tahini, baba ganoush, and a little, instead, I'm sorry. No, not lettuce. Tabbouleh.
Yo, I was going to say.
Tabbouleh, baba ganoush, and falafel all in a pita.
I need that. Is there any way to like get that shipped?
Guess what they called it? They called it, because I'm in New Jersey, they called it the Jerusalem. They call it Tannix Jerusalem, which, because there's a slang term for New Jersey called New Jerusalem.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's a hip hop thing. And they named it Tannix Jerusalem. And people are like, what the hell is that? It's like, it's baba ganoush, falafel, tabbouleh, all in a pita. And it's, oh my God.
Is there any way to get that like mailed to me? Is there any way? Whatever that restaurant is, I need to know. Can you just like ship it? I'll pay for it. I just want to know.
Well, if you're ever in New Jersey, go to Crazy Four Falafel. It's great. All right. Here's the last question. This is the three letter game, the three word game.
Okay.
So, all right. You have to say three things you love, and they all have to start with the same letter, any letter you want. Okay. But one of them has to be some kind of kinky. You know what I mean? So let's put it this way. As this is an example.
I feel like books, bitches, and BDSM.
That's one way to put it. But you could also put it like sleep, sploshing, and showers. You know, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of sloshing, but I do love sleep and showers. You know? So yeah. The three-letter word. Any letter in the alphabet. Go.
Any letter of the alphabet. Okay. Yeah. Baths, butts / boobies. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. And books. Yeah.
Ooh.
More broadcasting.
You're using the / as one. Okay. No, let's do it. Okay. That's fine. Oh, my God.
Oh, are we done? There's no way.
Yeah, no, we could do a part two. We could do a part three. We could do
Oh, absolutely. I'd be so down. Just let me know. Whatever. I'm down for it.
I actually want to do a whole podcast episode of just people doing podcasts. So we can get Miss Gamora. We can get Mommy Blunt. We can get Black People Kink on here. We can have a big panel.
Let's do it.
I'd like to get Rob from After the Credits, but he doesn't like to show his face because he loves to talk about movies. But yeah, like we got a whole podcast network, which I would love for you to be a part of.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh, I'd be so honored. That'd be amazing to be a part of y'all's wonderful like connection.
Oh God, yeah, we'll promote you like crazy too. We love you. We totally do. Okay, So everybody, the magnificent Abigail from the manic weird.
Manic Pixie Weirdo.
I'm sorry, the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast. The Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast. Just support her. Support her. You know, go to her site, give her good reviews. She's really doing, like, trust me, I've listened to the show. It's good. I've been on the show. It's good. I wouldn't promote it if I didn't like it. And you know, I do this for the love. We're not doing this for money or anything like that. So, totally. So this will be up soon. Support her. She's on Twitter. She's on,
I'm an email. I'm working on like Instagram and Pinterest and all that stuff. So haven't quite got all that stuff up yet, but you can email at manicpixieweirdopodcast@protonmail.com. But follow us on Twitter. I'm still working on getting all the social media stuff up. So, but just Twitter is the best one to do it. So
there you go. So anything you want to promote, any links you want to promote, anything, just go.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So MP Weirdo Podcast, is the Twitter handle. You can email at manapixieweirdopodcast@protonmail.com. If you want to buy stuff, if you want to buy, you know, fetish stuff, so panties or anything like that, you can find me on Reddit, at Crazy Baby. Crazy Baby. I'll send you the link to it, to my Reddit, that so people can buy panties and socks or fetish friendly. I'm open-minded. Let me know if you want something specific, and I'll try to do it. I'll try to figure it out. So any of those things.
Wonderful. Okay. Oh my God. You have no idea how much I love this person. I support Abigail and her podcast. She's just my kind of person. So please support yourkinkyfriends.com. Go to patreon.com /YKF. And I'm in Facebook jail, so you're not going to hear from me in Facebook. But I'm on Twitter at Nicholas Tanik. And then there's at Nick Tanik on Instagram. And then at Friends Kinky on Instagram. And at Friends Kinky on Twitter. Abigail, please stay on the line real quick. You know, after we're done, but it's getting late, my friends. My Dom is calling me. Remember the cardinal rule, everybody. Be cool, be kind, and keep an open mind. Take care. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
So that was the end of part two. I hope you guys liked it. It was so much fun. I loved him. He was a joy to have on the podcast. We will definitely have him back. Remember to hopefully like and subscribe if you liked it on the YouTube channel. Rating and giving us a review on iTunes apparently helps a lot. So that would be good, you guys, if you could do that for the podcast. That'd be so helpful. Thank you so much if you choose to do that. You can find us on Twitter at MP Weirdo Podcast. We are also on Instagram at the underscore main underscore weirdo one, on Instagram. Our email is, manicpixieweirdo@protonmail.com. So email us there. If you want to share your story or, you know, you have topic ideas or anything. So thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Have a good one, guys. Be kind and stay weird. Bye, guys.